Good morning and welcome to The Extra on KRDO News Radio, the show that connects you with the topics and issues and people that are important to you. Two very important people here, and they are from Reach Pikes Peak. Patrice Ravenscroft.
It's
my
tough.
Goodness.
It's early.
It's not enough coffee, really, though. I'm like
it's
on my 20s.
It's a tough name, Ravenscroft. It's rough.
Executive Director and CEO of Reach Pikes Peak is here, and Associate Director Karen Klein is here. Ladies, great to see you again.
Good to see you, Renee. Thanks for having us back.
Well, thank
Three
you.
Natives in one room again.
I was going to say, it's the native
Let's
squad.
See what happens in this next
it's
hour.
It's a rare thing.
It's magic.
You know what, girls, if we ever hit the town, people would have to watch out.
Oh,
it's a
yeah.
date. Let's do it. Maybe next Thursday. What are we doing next Thursday?
Right. I tell you, the last couple days we've been making a whole lots of plans on the show. Well, thank you both for coming back in. And you guys have so much going on. You know, Patrice, I said to you, how are things? And you were like, I cannot keep up right now.
It's a little busy, but we're fortunate. You know, doing the work we do, it's a service to the community. We're an agency that's been here for over 53 years. We try to help low-income individuals and our community become more self-sufficient and just be there in their critical time of need. And
right.
So it's an honor, even though it's busy.
And go ahead and describe some of the programs that Reach does for the families in the community, because there are different programs.
Right, 100%. So we have everything from short-term, immediate crisis emergency services all the way to long-term prevention for homelessness and also poverty eradication programs. So our FSS program is designed to help that one-time assist. We can do utility bills, rental and mortgage assistance, medical and optical prescriptions for families and children. We also do bus passes, gas vouchers to help people continue with transportation. So
they can get to work or
absolutely.
Doctor's office or whatever they need.
100%. So that's our short-term program. And
okay.
then Karen can talk about our long-term.
Yeah, we have two long-term programs, too, because we're not just about the crisis. We love helping families out that are in financial crisis, but we also love helping people who want to change kind of the future and,
yeah.
and their financial capacity. And so we have two long-term programs. The first is an education program called Transition to Independence, where we remove the financial barriers to post-secondary education. So we can help with class, tuition, books, fees associated with whatever certificate or degree that you're pursuing. And it's a longer term program with a one-to-one case management. So there's a lot of like relationship building that goes on.
Right.
And we resource those clients as best we can so that
Absolutely.
They can continue that trajectory toward financial freedom. And then our third program is our asset acquisition program called IDA or Individual Development Accounts, where we ask eligible clients to save $1,000 and then we match that. Either one-to-one up to one-to-four. And so that client's able to walk away with that money after doing all of that conservation and putting into all these practices and having these resources, and they can apply that money to first-time home where they're building equity or expanding a small business that maybe they'd started, a car, because transportation is so incredibly important
yeah,
to our community,
yep.
Or post-secondary education.
Well, and Reach Pikes Peak has offices strategically located, don't mm-hmm. they, to help families in our community.
It is strategic. Renee, thank you for helping
That's
us out with
good
that.
Good word.
Yeah.
We are at the heart of downtown, so we have an office in Colorado Springs at 31 North Tejon, and we're right by the Metro Transit bus station, which is really helpful for our clients. And then we have an office in Calhoun that serves all of Eastern Plains, because it's about 45 minutes out there, but we reach all the way out there to Rama, Calhoun, and all of the Eastern Plains. And then we have a Fountain office that serves Fountain Security and Widefield. And in our Fountain office, we also have a clothing pantry and a food pantry, and we can do some of those same bus passes, gas vouchers to those families that live in those areas.
Now, being you know, it's a great thing. It's a fantastic thing. Our real estate market rebounded after the recession. Jobs have rebounded, but also with the cost of living increases, it has put a strain on a lot of families in our community. Mm-hmm. Have you guys seen kind of an increase in need, especially I could imagine for maybe rent or stuff like that?
Yeah. I mean, we receive multiple calls a day for people looking for rent. And these are, I mean, the stories are heartbreaking. You know, people who are just really working hard, but finding that the dollar has to stretch so much farther than it had before. And so we are seeing the effects of that in our community.
Yeah.
It's almost like, you know, as a community action agency, we want to be at the forefront. And
right.
I'm glad you brought that up, because I brought some things just to make sure that we touched on, because like Karen said, that financial gap it's widening, and, you know, and, with and the income.
At a pretty rapid pace, isn't
it's,
it?
It's almost overnight. I mean, every month I feel like it's, you right. can see houses rising, rent is going up, new buildings, even downtown, the high-rise apartments that are being
built. That are
going
built, in, and a lot more
affecting,
coming, yeah.
Absolutely. And so as the gap widens in the society, we have to be a little bit quicker in how we maneuver with programming and how we maneuver with our clients. But we focus on three critical areas that we feel are most important to these families, and that's education. Having an education, whether it's a certification all the way up to a PhD if they would like to, making sure they have that so that they can continue the trajectory like Karen had mentioned. And then the family formation, whether it's a single mom, a senior, a military family that is new, the family household looks different for everyone. And so we want to make sure that we address those, you know, as they come in. We want to meet the families where they're at. And the third is that work and career progression, to where they're keeping up with this moving economy and that they're progressing along and they're making more so that they're not falling below the poverty level each year, even lower.
Right. Which is hard right now, like we've been talking about with how fast things are changing in our community. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and take a quick break. And when we come back, we are going to talk about storm recovery.
Okay.
You guys are trying to help with that.
We are.
You are helping with that.
100%.
And we're also going to talk about some very big events you guys have. I love the first one. It sounds so fun. I can't wait. So we're going to have more with Patrice Ravenscroft, Karen Klein from Reach Bike Speak next on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. And good morning. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Today from Reach Pikes Peak, Executive Director, CEO Patrice Ravenscroft is here, and Associate Director Karen Klein are here talking about the programs and how Reach Pikes Peak helps families in our community. And I had brought up with you guys, especially with you have the three strategically placed offices, one in downtown, one in Callahan, and then one in Fountain. And the storms, you guys. Oh, first, of course, Fountain hammered in June.
Oh, my goodness. The largest one in, like, 20 years?
Yeah, for overnight like that.
Right.
I mean, I still have friends that haven't had the damage fixed. And then we have that another massive storm move through on Monday. And it's just heartbreaking for our community and a lot of people, you know, scrambling. Mm-hmm. And Pikes Peak is trying to help, too.
Absolutely. We're really fortunate. About 3 or 4 weeks ago, we partnered with Catholic Charities. We got a call from them that said that they could apply for emergency disaster grant through their Catholic Charities diocese. They received the grant almost immediately, $10,000. They called Reach Pikes Peak to administer the program. We were happy to do it, especially in Fountain. So we are taking appointments. It's appointment only.
Okay.
So you can call our office, 719-358-8396, to get scheduled with our FSS director. But we can do things from windshields. If you've already put money towards the deductible and it's affecting other areas, we can kind of offset the cost in some way.
Right.
Just because it is, like you said, it's devastating for the families.
And with that, our community partner down there, the Lighten the Load Project through City of Fountain Utilities, is also coming alongside Reach Pikes Peak. And so they're able to help with some of the utility costs.
Okay.
Even if someone had some help with utilities before, they're recognizing that people are just kind of, you know, facing this financial crisis and they want to help out as well. So we love that partnership and we're able to help with that as well.
So again, they do, it is an appointment that they have to set up. And then to see what assistance they can get.
Absolutely. So and we'll talk you through it when they call in. Our FSS director, Tian Horsey, is amazing. And you can call 719-358-8396, and we will get you on the phone with him.
That is perfect. So let's talk about you guys, just so folks who are still recovering from the storm know that there is some help. And we also know that other organizations are trying to do some emergency relief as well. But let's talk about the programs we were talking about, the short-term and the two long-term programs. Somebody might be listening and they might be thinking, I need a little help right now. My family's struggling. What can I do or how can I get into some of these programs? How do they go about doing that? Because I know it's an application process, right? Is it an application process?
Right. So it's one of both. So if they are in need of anything from like bus passes, gas vouchers, clothing vouchers, those are walk-in services. You can come to our office in downtown Colorado Springs 8 to 4:30.
Okay.
And then our long-term programs, you do need to come in and fill out an application and get an appointment with our community impact director. But if you are struggling with your utility bill or rental or mortgage, give us a call. We'll talk you through the eligibility process and then we can set you up an appointment because our appointments are booked out almost 2 weeks in advance.
Are they? Mm-hmm. So it's really important and critical to get that appointment set.
Absolutely. But please call us. I mean, I'm really proud of our agency because you walk in and our emergency services director and our emergency counselor really show dignity We understand it's really hard to ask for help, especially for people that you don't know. And so when you walk in, we really want to show you dignity and let you know that it's okay. It's all right that we will help you and come alongside you, and we'll do as much as we can.
And even if we can't help you, like, we want to resource the people who come in, because there are so many other partner agencies and there are so many resources out there that people may not be aware of. And so sometimes when someone comes in and maybe they don't meet that eligibility, we want them to walk out knowing that there are other places that they can call, other places that are willing to help them.
So kind of help setting them up to network with those other organizations and agencies.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And our agency, last year in 2017, we served 16,933 individuals. Wow. We're one of the top referral agencies for 211, which 211 probably receives 10,000 calls a year. We receive about 4,000. And so they're a great resource as well, because they have the full landscape of the Pikes Peak region in El Paso County. But same thing, we work with Catholic Charities, ESM, Mercy's Gate, Westside Cares, Tri-Lakes Care. So we're all really connected.
Yeah.
And we're really fortunate for that. So if we can't help, like Karen said, we'll get you to someone who can.
And it takes that, doesn't it? That the relationship with the other agencies.
It takes a village.
It does take a village.
Even for nonprofit agencies.
Yes, right. So what are some of the top needs that you guys are seeing? And you might be able to even go down more specific to each location. So what are some of the top needs in the community that you're seeing right now?
I would say that a lot of it is rent and mortgage.
The housing
that we just mentioned. That is just such a crisis for a huge demographic of our community, and I feel like it's a growing crisis that we'll need to continue to address as a community of Colorado Springs. And then I think utilities is another.
And then on the Eastern Plains, mm-hmm. you know, some of those. Propane, and then they're just in the Eastern Plains, so there's not as many service providers out
there.
They have the COC out there, and there's multiple agencies that are there, but it's really limited, and especially seniors on the east side of El Paso County. It's really tough.
Is it? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm glad that Karen mentioned that, though, because of the housing. So I pulled a couple of quotes. So the federal strategic plan to prevent and end homelessness, they quoted this. They said, "It isn't enough to move people out of homelessness. We must keep them from falling into homelessness. The threat of homelessness most often occurs when a household has insufficient services and resources to cover housing costs. Unemployment, medical crisis, or breakup of the family unit are the most common causes." So we see a lot of that. And so we are very much a preventative agency. We want to be there
to help
before
it happens.
Because it's more costly to the city to have someone that has to regain housing, regain their car, regain their medical, all those things to get them back to being self-sufficient and in a home.
Well, and I think, like you're saying, of course, there are the short-term emergency services that you guys provide, but again, the preventative. Mm-hmm. And I think, what is the saying that they say that this so many number of households, like more than 50%, right, of households are one paycheck from.
Oh my goodness. I wouldn't be surprised if it was higher than that.
Yeah.
I mean, so we had a client that was in the 80132, like Tri-Lakes Cares, Air Force Academy, never, you know, ever needed help. Almost a six-figure family with two kids. They had a surgery. The young lady went septic.
Oh my gosh.
It took all of their
finances.
Funds. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then the husband got laid off unexpectedly. So they're coming in for a clothing voucher. They're coming in for rental utility assistance. And we're there for those families too.
Yeah, so for everybody. Yeah.
It's the ones that, you know, might not expect it. And they have that one time crisis of life happens, whether it's medical, a family member, a death in the family, the car goes out, and they have a series of those. And then the laundry list just opens up.
It does. It just doesn't. It kind of like just keeps going sometimes, doesn't it?
Yeah. So we kind of want to meet those families where they're at.
Yeah.
Okay, so what we have to do is we have to take a quick news break. And of course, Reach Pikes Peak operates off of donations and grants, right?
100%. Community Action Agency.
Absolutely. So they have some incredible events coming up. And we're going to talk about those when we come back with Patrice Ravenscroft and Karen Klein next on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. And welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. And today it's the Native Three Musketeers.
Oh, yes.
I like that name. Do you guys like that name?
We started a podcast there.
Let's do it.
We'll be back.
Three Native Musketeers?
Yeah, the Three Native Musketeers.
That was awesome. I loved it.
Because you can't find many of us anymore.
I know.
It's very rare. Like, where are you from? New York, Mississippi.
Yeah, right. California.
I'm from here,
Texas,
actually.
From here. I am.
And then when you say,
here.
I'm a Native, they look at you like, what? What do you mean yeah. you're from here?
Yeah, it's like, it's okay. It's okay. I will show you every great venue here, though.
Exactly.
I'll be your tour guide.
Exactly. I can help you out. Patrice Ravenscroft, who is the executive director and CEO of Reach Pike Speak, is here. And Karen Klein, who is the associate director, is here. And again, yeah, we're going to start a podcast, The Native Three Musketeers.
Let's like send it. Us your ideas and topics you want to hear.
Theme music.
Games. Let's play games.
Well, it's always great having you guys here. And we were talking about, of course, all the services and help, how Reach Pikes Peak helps fill the need in the community. But of course, you guys do not function without the help from the community, right?
Absolutely.
And grants and fundraisers and everything like that. So you have some very fun events coming up. And this one I love.
I'm really excited. We're fortunate. We have private foundations, corporate sponsorships, but we created a new engine, which is a block party called Rhythm and Brews.
And you said brews.
Yes.
Brews.
There will be a beer garden.
Thank you.
Don't you worry, Renee. Rhythm and Brews. It's next Saturday, August 18th, 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. We are blocking off the south side of Pikes Peak from Tejon to Nevada. It's all ours.
That's incredible. So,
and it's only $5 for individuals, $10 for a family of any size. When you get in, you get Dickie's Barbecue. We have two food trucks, Tumbleweed Tiny Houses. They will have a house on site so that you can tour. The fire station will bring a huge fire truck for the kids to get in it and see the ambulance, and it'll be really fun.
That's awesome.
And then what else do we have? We have a kids area, so there'll be face painting, some chalk games.
I heard you say something about like life-size Jenga.
Yes. So the downtown partnership is
life-size Jenga.
Yes. Yeah. And the city of Colorado Springs, they are bringing life-size Jenga.
I don't even know how
and
you
And then the other one,
tic-tac-toe.
It's tic-tac-toe,
life-size tic-tac-toe.
Yes.
Just come
really
and find
fun.
Out.
See?
I know.
I love it.
Exactly.
And of course, this is running again next Saturday. It starts at what time?
5 p.m.
5 p.m.
Yes.
Okay.
And Mountain Country, their host, Johnny Joy, over there will be giving giveaways out and just kind of like sharing people what is going on in the whole event. Phil Long Audi is one of our partner sponsors. They'll have a couple cars out there for people to take pictures at and look at. They have some new edition cars that they'll be bringing. Our partner sponsors are El Pomar Foundation, who is just a foundation for Colorado. They're amazing. And Comcast will be there. And Comcast has an amazing military veteran program. So they will be on site. If you're a military, you get in free, by the way. I did not mention that.
So military members do?
100% free. Okay. And then Comcast will be there. They'll have some information about their program. They're trying to hire over 10,000 veterans worldwide. And they're sharing a little bit about that program.
That's incredible. Okay, so again, this is happening. Rhythm and Brews. And you said bands, right?
Yes. Yeah. We're actually going to announce the bands that we'll be playing this afternoon on our Facebook. But Rhythm and Brews next Saturday, August 18th.
You can't even tell us. You can't even tease us, Patrice.
They're really good, though.
We have some incredible
local,
bands.
Yeah, as a native, it is a local band.
Okay.
And they're phenomenal. It's a little trio band. They're really good.
No teases.
A little folk, little blues, get you up and dancing.
Oh, I see how you are, Patrice. That's fine. No teases. So Rhythm and Brews. I was trying.
You're close. I almost blurted it out.
Yeah, I think.
We're going to announce it later, though.
Sounds good. Next Saturday, August 18th, downtown on Pikes Peak Street, which will be closed from Nevada to Tejon. Perfect location. Starts at 5. Again, individuals, $5. Families, 10. Military, you get in for free. I can't wait. The beer. Okay, what kind of brews?
Okay, so we're going to throw an IPA in there. We're going
to
do probably a Breckenridge.
You have to do the IPA because it's so popular right now.
100%.
Right.
Yeah, we'll throw a Breckenridge in there. We'll do a little Coors Light. I mean, we're just going to do that. We're going to have something from light to dark and maybe a red ale.
I was going to say you need an amber in there, Patrice.
I will throw an amber in there for you.
Thank you.
Just for you.
Maybe a Gold Rush. We'll see. There'll be four options, though.
That's
but
awesome.
The beer garden will be really great. And all the proceeds for this event go to Reach Pikes Peak to impact families in El Paso County.
And another way that you guys are have another big event, you guys just are going back to back, aren't you?
We are.
We're going to be tired, but we're excited.
Yeah.
Because we thought, the summer, end of summer block party,
yeah.
and then something formal for everyone.
We've got this.
Yeah. Totally Karen's like, oh, we totally got
we're
this.
We're fine.
Now, this one is the annual, 13th annual Groovin' in September Dinner and Auction. How exciting.
Yes.
And the hotel it's happening at.
Yes.
The Mining Exchange.
Yes, it's happening at the Mining Exchange. Just a beautiful venue for us. We have the grand ballroom and the courtyard.
Courtyard.
I almost said courthouse. That would have been a problem.
We renamed it.
We have that as our venue, so it's just going to be an amazing event. We'll have a silent auction, and it's really just a huge celebration. It is a fundraiser, but it's a huge celebration of Reach Pikes Peak and the ways that we are able to impact our community. And we just love Colorado Springs. We love every piece of this entire community and this entire county. And so it's a big celebration. Dancing, music, dinner.
It will be grooving in September.
It's absolutely.
We're talking like Earth, Wind, and Fire. We're going to groove after.
And this is a more formal event.
It is.
Is it black tie?
It is not black tie, but you can come in business, casual. You can wear black tie if you want. Be comfortable. Just no jeans.
Why are you looking at me like that, Patrice?
No jeans, Renee. Not this time. But we're super excited. The Mining Exchange is hosting for the first time. It's our 13th annual. Our keynote speaker is Dr. Regina Lewis. She has her PhD from Pikes Peak Community College. She has a beautiful story from homelessness all the way up to PhD, and she's going to share a little bit about that. She went through our IDA program, and she does great trainings on poverty prevention and power over poverty, and she's amazing. So she's going to be our keynote. We're going to share a success story, and then we're going to groove.
And then, of course, this is a formal sit-down dinner, right?
It is.
Have you selected the menu? I'm trying to get all this info out of you guys. Come on now. I'm trying. Come on, guys. Karen, feed me something here. Give me.
I'm not budging.
No, I'm not.
We're going to select the menu probably at the end of August.
Okay.
Yes.
And then you're going to let me know.
100%. But we hope you can be there. It's going to be really fun. Absolutely. And that is, the Groovin' in September is Saturday, September 22nd. And that is going to be really fun because Z-Trip is partnering with us. So you can get home safe because we will have a bar there.
Right.
They'll do $10 discounts with a Z-Trip code for Groovin' in September. We have really great sponsors that'll be there. El Pomar, again, is a great sponsor. Z-Trip, Neon Pig, U.S. Bank, First Bank, Stockman's Bank.
A&B.
Yeah, we're really fortunate. Partners. And this is a time to celebrate. Rhythm and Brews is more of like, let's just party. It's open to the community. And Groovin' is really a platform for us to share who we are, what we do, and celebrate that, and then dance.
And then the auction. Let's talk about the auction. Is it a silent auction?
It is a silent auction.
Now, are you guys taking donations for items for the silent auction?
100%.
Okay.
And we're really fortunate. We already have a few things, anything from like City Rock all the way to Bed and Breakfast, the Broadmoor Mining Exchange. But if you're a corporate organization or you are a business, a local business, and you want to get your name out there and share kind of what you do, we would love gift certificates, items, swag, because we're going to do about 50 items.
50 items for the silent auction. I can get pretty fierce on a silent auction,
It
can get a little fierce.
Yeah. People writing their names down.
and then they see somebody run over and then they run back over.
But it all goes to Reach Pikes Peak. It all goes to back to our community where we're helping people. So
I'm
good with that.
So if folks do have a business or a corporation or something like that and they want to donate items for dinner and auction, how do they do that?
Absolutely. So they can email hannah@reachpikespeak.org, H-A-N-N-A-H @reachpikespeak.org. You can always call us at 719-358-8396. You can go to our website, reachpikespeak.org, or visit our social handles at reachpikespeakco and contact us there, and we'll run you through the steps.
Now, are dinner reservations reservations already open for?
They are.
Okay.
Yes, and tickets are open on our website, reachpikespeak.org. You go to the events page and you'll see Groovin' in September. For individuals, it's $70, and couples are $180.
$140, I think.
$140.
There we go. But it sells pretty quickly, doesn't it?
Yes,
it
absolutely.
So you need to get your, and that's why I want to bring, because you need to get your tickets.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
so all
now.
The table sponsorships are actually sold out. And so now it's just tickets that are available.
Okay.
So you can go to our website for that.
Perfect. Okay, you guys, we're going to take a quick break and we will have more with Patrice and Karen when we come back on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. And welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Today we're talking from Reach Pikes Peak with Executive Director and CEO Patrice Ravenscroft is here, and Karen Klein, Associate Director, is here. And you guys, we talked about, of course, the different locations that you guys have to help fill the needs in our community, the downtown office, an office in Callahan, and then Fountain, there's an office, but there's also a food pantry, a little clothing store. But you guys are in need of some donations, aren't you? Because there's been kind of a run on items, it sounds like.
Absolutely. Our Fountain office is open Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. And in that, we have a clothing closet. So year-round, we have people coming in that are in need of year-round clothing. As we're like getting into fall and winter, we know that bedding, blankets, coats are going to be a huge need. Even though school just started, we can still accept paper and pens and backpacks for the families in Fountain that still might need some, you know, starting off the school year. Also in our food pantry, any non-perishable food items are always helpful, like noodles, rice, spaghetti, kind of some protein. Even if it's like canned turkey and meats, it's really helpful so our families can have some protein. But then the hygiene items are also really important. So the shampoo, soaps, toothbrushes we're seeing a huge need for. Toilet paper is a huge one. I mean, families, when you can't have toilet paper, it gets a little frustrating and a little bit.
Right.
Kind of hard. So those are some of the needs that we need. And we're also doing a thing where we're trying to get one corporate company to do a food drive every single month. So every month we have a company doing a food drive so we can keep the food pantry stock. So if you're a company or a business or just an individual or a church or anything, and then you can take one day for a week, everybody brings a couple items and then donate it to our Fountain office. That would be so appreciated.
And Karen, you were also saying the need for baby supplies, for baby diapers, all that stuff, a great need for that as well.
Yeah, diapers are so expensive.
They are so expensive.
And formula and baby food. And so we have a lot of moms that come in and they're, you know, they're just trying to make it work, trying to feed their families, and they have a baby and it's just really, really challenging. So as you're thinking about a drive, think about baby products or baby baby needs as well.
Mm-hmm. So if people have some donations that they want for either the food pantry or the clothing, or also need blankets and everything else, like we were kind of talking about, how do they go about doing that? Do they reach out and say, where do I drop this off? Or what is the best way for them to do that?
Absolutely. Scheduling a drop-off is probably the best way to do a donation. So you can, again, call 719-358-8396. Or you can email info@reachpikespeak and say that you want to drop off items and we'll schedule it with you and get it picked up. We're happy to pick up. If it's larger items, then it would be helpful to drop off. And our Fountain office is 501 East Iowa Avenue. So you can either drop off there or at our main office in downtown Colorado Springs, which is 31 North Tejon Street.
Well, you guys are awesome and you have so much going on. So let's cover the events really quick once again before we wrap up today. So we've got the Rhythm and Brews, not this Saturday. Next Saturday,
August 18th, 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. on Pikes Peak Street. Saturday, August 18th, Rhythm and Brews. Beer will be there.
Beer, yeah, she's looking at me like, come on, Renee.
Free
where there's beer, there's Renee.
There's Renee.
We really designed this, so we're like,
you were like,
hey, Renee,
we need Renee to be there. Yeah. We need beer. And you can get your tickets by calling, right, or going online.
Absolutely. You can go to any of our social handles, Reach Pikes Peak CO, or our website, reachpikespeak.org. Rhythm and Brews, Saturday, August 18th, 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. $5 for individuals, $10 for any size family, military, you come free.
And that's perfect. Yes. And then September, it is the 13th annual Groovin' September. Like you said, all the table sponsors, right? Those are done.
Yes.
And now the ticket reservations, you need to grab yours now.
Yes.
So how do they get their tickets for that?
Same thing. Go to our social media handles or our website and you can get our tickets there. But yeah, that's September 22nd, 5:30 p.m. at the Mining Exchange. Going to be an amazing evening. Super
and the
fun.
Auction.
And the auction.
And before we let you guys go again, if somebody is listening or maybe they know of a family that needs some assistance right now, especially like we were talking about, you guys are have that emergency with Catholic Charities, the emergency relief fund that came in for the storm recovery. How do folks reach out, whether it's for the short-term or long-term programs?
Absolutely. So they can call 719-358-8396. That's our main office line, and we can funnel any of your needs in Callahan or Fountain or in Colorado Springs there. But just
through
call
that
us.
One number.
Absolutely. So perfect. Call us. There is an info box on the website as well, so you can write into that if it's a little easier to kind of email us kind of your situation. We'll follow up on both mediums.
And just quickly, with the storm stuff, you guys are saying by appointment, so they have to get an appointment set up.
Absolutely.
Perfect.
Yeah.
You guys are great. Patrice Ravenscroft, Karen Klein, thank you guys so much for coming
in.
Thank
you.
We appreciate you guys. And coming up tomorrow on The Extra, it is Business Week in Review. That's tomorrow on KRDO News Radio.